Hello. Good to see you. Welcome back to another Nugget of Truth. We've been talking about the abundant life, and we're continuing our discussion of contending for the abundant life. Now, you may ask, how do I enter into this abundant life? Well, entering the abundant life is a faith venture. It's putting your faith in the one who gave his life so that you would be free from guilt, shame, and condemnation. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says the following, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ," that's you, "he is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." And so you must, by faith, believe that you're brand new and begin to do things differently. You see, you have an opportunity to reevaluate your past decisions and perhaps make some changes in how you approach life. Those thoughts and habits that have been destructive or holding you back in the past are now broken. I'm sure you've heard this expression that insanity is defined as doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. Let's break that chain. Now, obviously, the important thing is to seek the right priorities. And there are certain priorities in what we call kingdom living. It's important to take the time, as I said, to reevaluate your priorities. And you often have to do this often. Because it's so easy to lose sight of what is really important and what you need to do first and miss out on God's best for you. Matthew 6:33 makes it clear what our priority should be. And in it, the verse says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." So let's examine the kingdom of God first. Seek the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom, which is in heaven, but it's also here on earth. You see, accepting Jesus as Lord simply means that you recognize him as king in your life. And if he's king in you, and if he's your king, then wherever you are, that's where the kingdom is. Everything that is available in heaven is also available to you, the believer, on earth. Our everyday life, our focus should be on God first, then our spouse if we're married, and then, of course, our children, if we have children, and then finally in the workplace. Now, some may ask, well, where is ministry in the list of priorities? Well, your ministry, first of all, is to God. Your ministry then is to your spouse, then your children, and then the workplace. In other words, ministry should not be something separate from who you are. Your ministry is to represent Jesus to everyone, everywhere. Now, if your main focus is on God, he'll show you how to minister to your spouse. And if you include your spouse as a focus, then you will be able to minister to your children. This will help produce a healthy home front from which you'll be able to focus on the workplace and be effective there. Let's take a look at the second part of that. You know, his righteousness. What does he mean by his righteousness? Seek God first and his righteousness. It means thinking and doing what is right or proper from God's point of view. You learn what God expects from the Bible and by the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Remember, you're spiritual. Therefore, you can communicate with God through the Holy Spirit. A simple question you can ask yourself when you're making decisions, especially in important decisions, is, what would Jesus do? This is what Jesus said when the Pharisees, the religious Jews of that time, asked him about the greatest commandment of the law. In Matthew 22, verses 37 through 40, Jesus said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. This is the first and the great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all of the law and the prophets." In other words, for a Christian, there are only two laws. Love God, love others. And the kind of love that God wants you to express is agape love. That is unconditional love. love with no strings attached, because this is the love that God has shown you. And then the third part of Matthew 6:33 talks about the things that shall be added to you. The things that shall be added are the things that you need for life: food, shelter, clothing. You see, your Father in heaven is a giver of good gifts. And he wants to give you those good gifts as you walk in righteousness, seeking his kingdom. Let's talk a moment about how to be a faith walker. In the last episode, I said that you have to contend for or struggle for the abundant life. A popular saying is that the battlefield is in the mind. And that really is a good statement. The Holy Spirit of God is in a battle with the old ways of thinking and behaving. It's not easy to break habits of a lifetime and start anew. However, as you surrender to Jesus and his teachings, you will experience love, peace, and joy. Your mind will be renewed, and you'll be embarking on a journey that has meaning and purpose. Now, there are times that I've had to grit my teeth and clench my fist and keep my eye on the prize. And the eye on the prize is the abundant life. You see, pursuing God is not about acquiring things as a goal, but developing our relationship with Jesus and living a lifestyle that will release God's abundant blessings upon your life. You see, if you've got Jesus, you have everything. And so until the next time, I look forward to seeing you. God bless you.